أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أهل الكتاب قد جاءكم رسولنا يبين لكم على فترة من الرسل أن تقولوا ما جاءنا من بشير ولا نذير، فقد جاءكم بشير ونذير، والله على كل شيء قدير. Previously we did the introduction to this ayat. Now the explanation of the ayat. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala addresses the Ahl al-Kitab, and particularly the Jews are addressed in here. And that is that in the scriptures they have read that the final Nabi will be coming to Medina Sharif, which previously was known as Yathrib. So they had migrated and settled there and awaiting the final Nabi to come, hoping that he will be also from the Bani Israel. But when he was from the Arabs, this they could not accept. Their pride did not allow them to accept it. But anyway, they were waiting there for the final Nabi to come and then accept his teaching. So Allah Ta'ala says, Ya Ahl al-Kitab, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولُنَا. Ey Kitab walo, aaya tumhare paas Rasool hamara, who you were waiting for, the Rasool, he has come to you. And according to ulama, about 600 years had passed between the time of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and the coming of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam's deen, Christianity, it didn't still find its proper root, and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was lifted up by Allah tabaraka ta'ala to the heavens. According to the Christians, who are wrong belief that they have, that he was crucified, that he was put to the sword on the cross, he was crucified. But his deen was still not properly established. And then it became very soon a lot of tahrif, a lot of the distortion took place. And the ayat were also changed. Plenty of the ayat of the Torah were changed, of the Injil were changed as well. So there was no true religion that was on the surface of the earth. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says that our Rasul has come to you, yubayyinu lakum ala fatratin min ar-rusul. Kholta hai tum par, Rasulun ke inqita' ke baad. And he has come now, that is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after the period which is called Fatra, that is the period in which there was no Rasul on the surface of the earth, which is about 600 years. Though there is quite a bit of discussion that whether there was any Rasul that did come in between or not. But the final conclusion is that there was no Rasul that had come during this period. And now that he has come, أَن تَقُولُوا مَا جَاءَنَا مِن نَذِيرٍ مِن نَذِيرٍ وَلَا بَشِيرٍ وَلَا نَذِيرٍ. Now you don't have that excuse to say that no warner has come to us, no giver of glad tidings, and no warner has come to us. Before that, when there was no Rasul, they could have said, and they said, that had we been born in the time of a Rasul, of a Nabi, we should also have followed accordingly. Now that excuse of yours is also cancelled, that you don't have that excuse. And the Rasul has come to you, and the signs, though they had changed, made the tahrif of the Kitab, but still, there were the signs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which were very clear, which even their rabbis, like Abdullah ibn Salam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, had recognized, and he accepted Islam at the hands of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بَشِيرٌ وَنَذِيرٌ. So, aajka tumhari paas khushi aur dar sunane wala. So now the giver of glad tidings, and the warner of warnings has come to you. So now you don't have any excuse whatsoever. Nevertheless, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come. He gives glad tidings for those who follow the correct path and gives warnings for those people who disobey and transgress. Wallahu ala kulli shayin qadeer. Aur Allah har cheez par qadir hai. And Allah Ta'ala has got qudrat over everything. That is Allah Ta'ala's qudrat. That Allah Ta'ala did not send a Rasul for so long, for such a long period. Allah has got qudrat over everything, and Allah's knowledge is complete, Allah's wisdom is complete. And according to that, Allah Ta'ala rules and makes His commandments. So either it means that the Mufassireen right, or that Allah Ta'ala has got the qudrat, that if you people owe the Ahlul Kitab, if you don't accept the teachings of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has got the qudrat to bring another nation that will accept, and they will follow according to the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. So for us also is a clear lesson that Allah's Nabi has come. He has come with a clear message, which is with us. The true life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ahadith mubarakah, and the seerat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is present and prevalent. And then the Noor, the Quran Sharif is also present and completely no distortion whatsoever in the Quran Sharif. The Kitab, as it was revealed, Allah Ta'ala had taken the responsibility of looking after it, and Allah Ta'ala has protected the Quran Sharif from any distortion whatsoever, and it is the Kitab which is in our hands till today. May Allah give us tawfiq that we follow the teachings of the Quran Sharif, the teachings of the Hadith, and we learn the seerah also and the life of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and try our utmost to make our lives also accordingly. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.